Good morning, one. Good morning, all. Andy Halbert Taylor here, and it's 7:33. It's a Friday, and it's the 25th of March 2011, and this is my Andy Boo. Well, what a collection of audio boos this morning. From Yana, from Rob, from James, from Simon. It's lovely to have so many boos to listen to on the way to work on a Friday. It's usually the same sort of quantity as I get to listen to on a Saturday. So well done, one and all, for being so prevalent in our audio boo community. Don't really have much more to say on the Archers subject. I think that's... Clary annoys me. Her voice, I'm sorry, but her voice just really grinds me. I don't know why. And the way she's... Eddie! Is, oh, no. She's off again. random outburst about the Archers. On James, yes, it's very hit and miss in the world. Some friends of mine, as you will see if you're on my Facebook page, and my photography skills being tested with two local bands at the moment. And again, just trying to get exposure for them is very difficult. To be fair, they're nothing... I wouldn't say they're anything special, by which I mean they don't sound massively different to anything else that's in the charts at the moment. But they don't sound anything massively unlike what's in the charts at the moment. I'm going to sneeze, just bear with me. Well, that didn't work. I was supposed to have paused it, but there we go. You got my sneeze. I do apologize. So your question then, exactly what it is that you need to... And there's loads of bands all over the country. And, you know, they're probably all as good as each other, but how do they get exposure? And, you know, it just takes one cheesy, catchy, annoying song with a funky video that people will virus share. And I know most organisations are trying to use viral media, social media, as a strategic part of their marketing plan nowadays. And the only other thing I want to say was a response to Mr. Acrobat, Rob. Completely agree. Cash for me is definitely less used than it used to be. The only thing I'm not upset about, but I'd like to see sooner rather than later, is the contactless technology. The Barclaycard currently employ, but not many shops currently employ it. I know Cafe Nero does. And I think it also doubles up as an Oyster card. And this is where you basically just swipe your card and it debits the money. And I think every sort of third transaction, or randomly every at least one in three transactions, it'll ask you for your PIN number just to make sure it is you and not just somebody who found your card on the floor. If it's over, I think, £10, it'll also ask you for your PIN number. So it's not completely a security risk. The most you could lose is probably sort of £30 if you dropped your card on the floor. But, yeah, I mean, I think for me, one of the key developments was the self-service checkouts in Sainsbury's and Asda. Because I used to go into Sainsbury's and Asda, I used to pick up a loaf of bread, I used to pick up a pint of milk, and I used to go to the cashier and pay for my 84 pence purchase with my credit card. And I did feel a bit strange about doing that. But with the automated checkouts, I can just go now and go straight to the 10 items or less line, and you know, just put my card in, pay for my groceries, and off I go. So that's made a big difference for me in terms of the cash that I use. But yeah, I tend not to carry cash with me. And it tends to be, for me, if I've got cash, I tend to spend it, which isn't a great situation to be in.